Day 5. So friendly to your taste.
Marta, I've been thinking about something we got into on day 1.
Something about what it means to know a word?
Yeah, like the kinds of words that can't come after other words, or at least they're not supposed to.
Like maybe with verbs? So the sentence, Fred chops wood is okay, but Fred chops water is not.
Sure. What you chop has to be solid, at least for starters.
Okay. The object of chop must be something that can be chopped. Now, what about, say, fire chops wood?
Ridiculous, Marta. Fire can't do something like that. You're treating fire like a person.
Yes. Chopping is a willful act, Patrick. So the subject of chop can't be fire, or dust, or honesty, words like that. Is this the sort of thing you've been thinking about?
Right. So wouldn't you be surprised if people did come out with weird stuff like with those chop examples?
Yes and no, my friend. But what are you getting at?
Well, I saw a cigarette ad in the newspaper that ran something like, Coffin Nail Cigarettes! So friendly to your taste. Cigarettes can't be friendly to anybody or anything, let alone anybody's taste.
Do you think it was a mistake?
I guess not. Probably deliberate.
And why?
To grab our attention. They're trying to get us to buy something.
Can't argue with that, Patrick. Here's another for you. Chintzies, gifts for the home to please everybody at prices to please your pocketbook and terms to please your budget.
Ha! As if pocketbooks and budgets can be made happy.
And another, advertising supposedly quality office furniture at bargain prices. Only your checkbook will know the difference. Are checkbooks capable of knowing?
I'm sure I read more stuff like this all the time without noticing it.
And maybe unconsciously are led to go out and buy the product? Here's one more ad directed at tourists in a fashionable part of town. When shopping on Rodeo Drive, make sure you're wearing the right hotel. Can you wear a hotel?
No, but wearing a hotel is much more likely to catch your attention than staying at one.
Yes, so what we've seen here is deliberate violation of conventions associated with the use of content words, verbs, nouns, and adjectives. But you can't violate them without knowing what they are to start with. Part of what we mean when we talk about knowing a word.
P.S. 1. To know a word.